This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
It's a little chilly, I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind of sub-zero and been a tough week, will be a tough week. But, hey, we're used to it. We're from the Midwest. We're strong stock.
You're tough.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm feeling chilly and it's 53 degrees
in Kansas. Oh, wow.
You're going through a living hell.
That's tough.
So help us out. I don't know why I had forgotten that Theo was doing some work with Boston. I know, I for some reason, I thought he was over in Liverpool trying to fix that group. But but no, he was helping in the Bregman pursuit. And we've kind of chatted about it a little bit just because everybody, you know, the Cubs had gone 108 years before they won a World Series. And obviously, Theo, the center of that, and you look at it now and he's there, and I just wonder what could he have said other than give the guy an extra $10 million a year that would have secured Bregman. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of paid a lot of money for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what he said. Give him an extra, I don't know, $10 million, but a million something. I don't know. They won the bidding. You know, I mean, Detroit was up there. He decided to leave guaranteed money on the table and went for the higher average annual salary. And, yeah, I mean, that's it. I wouldn't blame Theo on beating out the Cubs. They beat themselves. Their offer was not even close. You know, I'm not blaming Jed Hoyer either. I think he wanted the player very badly, tried hard. But, you know, ownership wanted to get a deal, it looks like to me.
So, John, what, if anything, does the Cubs' inability to land Alex Bregman say about their commitment to winning?
I mean, it says what we've been saying for years, right? I think Andrew Friedman said this years ago, if you're reasonable in free agency, you'll always finish third. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to step out and do it. They did it for Swanson, but they didn't do it in this case. And I mean, you know, I think if you look at the projections, they probably have the best team on paper in that division. Maybe they were swayed by that. We're going to win the division anyway. We should be in the playoffs anyway. I'm not sure, but they did not come close from what I understand.
So, you know, we understand what the big stories in baseball are. We talked a little bit this morning about kind of what's going to happen in a couple of years, the potential labor issues. Do you think that any of their decisions are kind of related to not wanting to have a lot of money owed during that period of time?
I just think the Cubs have very conservative ownership. You know, there are some owners that prioritize winning above all else, and I think the Cubs are probably making a very nice profit, you know. There are some small market teams that were hurt by the TV situation to some degree, or at least it made it a little bit more unpredictable. They may actually end up doing better with the streaming than they did with local TV. I'm not sure, but for now, the money isn't guaranteed, and they're a little concerned, and I get that. But, I mean, the Cubs have huge revenue. They're a big market team. They are beloved. I don't want to say they have a monopoly in Chicago, but at the moment, sorry, Mully, they certainly have the advantage. And, you know, you'd like to see them try a little bit harder when it comes to free agency. At least I would.
22 of the 30 teams this year have lowered payroll, according to USA Today. And there were only five free agents receiving contracts of at least 5 years. John, it seems that obviously Major League Baseball, not just the Cubs, are bracing for this work stoppage. And I just wonder how do you avoid, is it impossible to ignore, but is this going to loom over every decision that's made over the next two seasons?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was. There are teams that did step out, you know, certainly. Some surprise teams. The Angels certainly spent some money this winter. I think when all said and done, I don't think it's going to be quite that lopsided in favor of the non-spenders. But, yeah, we're still a couple years away from a potential lockout. That to me, is no excuse.
Who's the most like? I'm only asking this because I, the White Sox can't have nice things, and Luis Robert Jr. is still rumored to be on the trading block. The idea was they couldn't get enough for him, so they are probably going to wait a little bit here. Is that dangerous to wait on a guy with his injury history? It seems like he's one more injury away from being kind of immovable, and I just am curious, do you believe that he is as likely to move as anyone out there, and are they just waiting to see if they can get two prospects instead of one that is currently on the table?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they should have, nor I don't think they considered that seriously. They probably certainly talk to teams, but I mean, you'd be selling a stock at, you know, at the lowest right point ever if you traded him now. They've got to wait a half year. If he puts together a half year like he did a couple years ago, they should be able to get a lot more than they could get right now. Right now, I'm skeptical, certainly in this environment, whether he's worth as much as that contract. We all thought this was a bargain contract when he signed that. But we thought that about Moncada and Eloy Jimenez and a lot of other people, too. So we shall see. I mean, he has done it at the major league level more than the other guys did. There is that potential, and I think they're doing the right thing by holding him and seeing if he has a good first half. I don't think the value can go down at this point. I think he had as bad a year as he could possibly have last year, and I do not think he will repeat that.
So, John, out in L.A., the Angels, I guess it's in Arizona now until the season starts, but announced yesterday Mike Trout's going to play right field. And this is an effort to keep him healthy and to maybe extend his career. What are your thoughts about one of the game's best players who's been injured too often lately moving to right field?
Not surprised. They need to keep him at bat, you know, whether it be DH ultimately or one of the corners. We'll see. For now, it's right field. But, I mean, I think DH probably keeps him healthier than right field. I think you can still hurt yourself in right field. And, you know, they've just been snake bit. I mean, you talk about teams that are unlucky. Maybe you can blame them if you want. But, I mean, Rendon, did anyone think he was going to be this when he signed for $245 million? Obviously, that first Trout deal worked. But the second one, not so much. I mean, they have really – I mean, they've tried free agency many different ways. And I'm hard pressed to name one that really worked for them. I guess you could say Pujols because it helped with the TV deal at the time, but he was good for the first 5 years. But C.J. Wilson didn't work, Josh Hamilton didn't work, Justin Upton, Gary Matthews Jr. The list goes on and on with the free agent failures out there, and they. It's time something go right for the Angels, and I give them credit for getting, Jansen, and maybe Moncada will have a bounce back and doing some stuff in the winter, and good for them that they're at least trying it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Aaron Judge shows up in camp, and it was interesting to hear what he had to say about Soto, and he didn't agree with him deciding to go there, but he said something like it's where he wanted to go, and that's why he's there. So it just felt a little weird to hear him say that. He also apparently has, like, both his elbows are feeling tendonitis. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, right. Stanton on the elbows, right.
Oh, Stanton's on the elbows. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we got so many different guys here with different issues. But Judge, I think Judge said the right thing. I think that's exactly correct. He wanted to be a Met. Look, he had a $760 million offer from the Yankees. They're not a team that wastes money. They have the revenue, and they went and tried very, very hard to get him. Their bids were high every round, and they basically bid the same thing. You know, someone will say, oh, it's 16 years versus 15. I mean, we're talking about when the guy's 41 years old, you know. I mean, they came in $5 million short of the Mets. So it's not about the money, no matter what anyone else says. Judge has it right. He, for whatever reason, you know, they had meetings, the family really makes the decisions, I think, in that case. And I think that's the reason that the Mets won, and he preferred to be with the Mets. Judge was absolutely correct.
So, John, it seems in St. Louis they hugged it out with Nolan Arenado, and he's going to play every day and ignore the trade rumors that kind of clouded his offseason. But I wonder, are they done shopping him? Would they take any offers? And could the Cubs get involved for trading for a third baseman like Arenado?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that full no trade, it makes things difficult, particularly when you're fairly picky about where you want to go. It sounded like Dodgers, Yankees, you know, it makes it very difficult. They're trying to get him to expand his wish list, as it were. But you know, he had signaled earlier that he would consider Houston and then decided not to do it. Maybe after they traded Tucker, he didn't think they were heading in the right direction. I think Bregman kind of felt that too, and he left Houston. So I kind of get that, but, you know, you can do it. When Stanton was a free agent coming off of 59 home runs, you know, he rejected the Cardinals, the Giants, you know, a number of teams until he got to the right team. But, you know, in that case, he's coming off a historically good season. Arenado was basically an average player last year. He's got, I think, $74 million or something over 3 years. It's difficult and under those circumstances to be too picky. So it's going to be difficult probably to move him. And I mean, in this case, I'm okay with the Cubs going with the kid and trying him at third base. You know, Bregman is coming off a 26 home run season, 17 in the second half, Gold Glove. They're similar ages, but certainly Bregman does not seem to be trending down at the moment.
John, the White Sox claimed Owen White. The White Sox have this roster where you need experts to kind of pick through it. I mean, we were talking about this earlier in the day. Like, I've been following the Sox for a long time. I don't recognize
relatively anonymous.
I mean, holy guacamole. But you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. What will this?
You never know what. You never know what you might find on the waiver wire. Maybe they'll get lucky. I don't know. But I mean, I think they're doing the right thing. I mean, they weren't going to jump from 41 wins to pennant contention this year. So I'm not advocating them wasting money to try to get 65 wins instead of 55 wins. So I get that. I think they did the right trade. With Crochet, I think that worked out nicely with Teal and Montgomery coming from Boston. That was a good one. Certainly much better than the Dodgers and other teams that offered a half year ago. I think they're doing the right thing with Robert. Unfortunately, he doesn't have much trade value now. So, I mean, I think they're doing the right thing. I know that doesn't make you feel much better, Mully, because it's going to be a little while. You know, it's not going to be 6 months before they're great again.
Real quick, John, are you going to pick the Red Sox to win the AL East? Are they in a position to be a favorite in that division? Because here in Chicago, Sox fans look at the Red Sox and they bemoan the fact they have Crochet, and now Cub fans are looking at they got Bregman. So the Red Sox are a team a lot of people are following here.
I understand. I think the Yankees are probably the favorite. I haven't gone over everything yet, but I don't think I'm going to pick the Red Sox. They certainly had a great offseason. They certainly are very much improved. I like Buehler as well on a one-year deal. I think they're doing great stuff, but I mean, I think the Yankees are the favorite in that division still.
Great stuff, John. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Thanks,
Hope
John.
You're well.
Same here, guys. We'll talk next week.
That is John Heyman. He's our guy. Oh, I love
him. He keeps us posted and all the goings on, and he's just really a good guy to be plugged in with.
No question about it.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.